California's governor, Jerry Brown, is going to release his all-important budget proposal for California today. Looks like some of the cuts he's proposing are truly draconian. Here's Matt Welsh. He's the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. He follows this very, very closely. I understand these cuts are just going to be just draconian.
Brutal is the word that Brown is using. Everybody's
three areas where we've got cuts. What do you know?
Medi-Cal, which is the California version of Medicare, it takes up $10 billion a year in California. They're going to be cutting. They haven't put out price tags on the cuts, but they know that that program is scheduled to grow from $10 to $24 billion over the next 5 years. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be introducing co-pays for people. They're going to be limiting eligibility for people. And this also goes into other healthcare areas in California. They spend $25 billion a year in healthcare. They're going to be slashing the UC system, the University of California system.
Okay, I want to move through this gradually. Your first point is that Medi-Cal will be slashed, pushing people onto Medicaid. Oh, no.
They'll stay on the program, but they're going to make the program more expensive. They're going to limit doctor visits.
They pay more,
and they're going to ration the care.
Get less.
Yes.
Got it. Next case. Huge cuts to the college system?
Yes. Again, this hasn't been specified exactly how much, but the University of California, and they claim they're going to be able to cut it without raising tuition, that's
right.
The word,
right.
Significantly. That's pretty hard to believe, but there's a lot of administrative bloat in the University of California system. There's a sense of entitlement among administrators there, and there's always been a very difficult oversight question there. It's usually people who are appointed to the Board of Regents.
Big cuts. You're talking
billions of dollars per year. The hole is $28 billion.
Yes.
And Jerry Brown said, believe him or not, he said, I am too old to play games anymore. We have to come up with a serious budget right now that reflects serious reality. It also includes revenue, but they're not going to include that in this package. He has said he's only going to raise taxes if he puts it in front of Californians to vote.
So this is all cuts. The proposal, which we'll have details on today, it's all cuts.
It's all cuts with promises towards, we want to extend the temporary tax increases from 2009, but they're going to put that to vote to voters in June. And so they require Democrats to sign on to that and at least a couple of Republicans, because to get it on the ballot, they need a couple of Republicans.
One last one was redevelopment agencies. They're in for the chop, aren't they?
He is proposing to eliminate them. Period.
Gone.
Now, that could be about $5 billion a year, something like that. And more importantly, from my perspective, especially, this is a good governance issue. This has been a great sinkhole of abuse, of eminent domain abuse. It's gotten local governments basically in the real estate business using blight findings to make huge deals for luxury hotels and things like that. That's thousands and thousands of employees, and it would be a big deal.
You know, Matt, we usually come to you for a lot of opinion about what's right, what's wrong. Today, you've acted as a reporter for us, and this
I'm here for you.
But it's astonishing.
Yeah.
Astonishing.
And the interesting part is that there's a lot of people saying, these are terrible, terrible cuts, but we would accept it from Jerry Brown because he's just not as mean as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a Democrat.
It's actually
a
lot of the same ideas that Schwarzenegger has been trying to introduce for the last 6 years.
Matt Welsh, good stuff. And thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.